Hi, Jed.
Hey, what's happening?
Get you guys to raise your hands. We'll start with Manolo.
Hey, Jed, how encouraging is for you and the rest of the lineup, getting so many runs with two outs after a start of the season that you will try to forget as soon as possible?
No, listen, I mean, the start of the season obviously wasn't great, but we played some good teams, and it was a wake-up call for us. But this is a talented group, up and down the lineup. And you look at our at bats in those first few games; they weren't bad at bats, and it was just a matter of time.
In your situation, it seemed that like every at bat is a good one because you're waiting for your pitches. You're only swinging at the good ones. How big has been your progress since the end of the spring training to this point?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that's ultimately, the goal every time you step in the box is to swing at the strikes and take the balls. That's going to give you the best chance over the course of the season. So, no, I'm happy with where I'm at right now, and just want to continue to get my routine and continue to prepare like I have been, and just trust that the results will be there.
Jack Magruder.
Yeah, I wonder if you could talk about your guys' approach against Mad Bum the first couple of innings. It seems like you did a nice job of laying off and then picking the pitches to hit.
Yeah, no, I mean, I thought, I thought we did a really good job. Canna set the tone right from the start, and we were able to, piecemeal a run there together in the first inning and set a good tone, and then the rest just kind of fell into place.
Anything special you try to do if you don't not tell any secrets?
No, I mean, just what I said earlier, you're just doing your best to swing at strikes. I mean, he threw me a couple really good off-speed pitches that I swung over the top of, but then I got a couple mistakes as well and was able to hit them hard.
John Shea.
Hello, Jed. How are you?
Good, John. How are you?
Good, thanks. You're probably having fun for the first time in 3 years. How's it going personally for you?
Yeah, no, I mean, this is I'm at the point in my career where I'm just trying to have a little fun and enjoy the moments, especially with my kids as they get older, and get to see dad play in a big league game and actually have some memories of it. So yeah, I'm going out there just trying to do what I know how to do and have a little fun while going out there.
Do you ever reflect on the last couple of years and say, man, what a pain that was compared to what it's been like this first couple of weeks here?
No, I'm not spending too much of my mental
Yeah.
capital thinking about that. I'm worried about what I can do to help this team right now.
So, like a day game tomorrow, is this something where you'd be available or with a couple of days off this week or no?
I would assume it would be based on how I feel in the morning. Bob and I've had a good line of communication, but my expectation would be to play tomorrow unless I wake up and the body doesn't feel good. But I mean, my expectation, especially with the off day the following day.
And what's the biggest difference with the team, the last five versus the first six?
Yeah, I mean, I think we got punched in the gut. And it was a wake-up call, and I think everybody stumbled back and then realized like, okay, this is for real now, right? Like these games count. We're not playing very well. We got to find a way to be ourselves, and I think we have done a good job of bouncing back. I mean, we came to the Astros, went to the Astros, beat them 2 out of 3, and got the win tonight. So I think with the like I said, with the talent in this room, if we just continue to put together those quality of bats, I think we're going to be right where we want to be.
Thank you.
I will take a final question from Martin.
Hey, Jed.
Hey,
Nice
what's
Griffin shirt. Nice scruffy shirt you got on.
I'm trying to trick them, right? Like they might think I'm younger than I am if I work.
Yeah. You were here in 18 when Ramon first came up, I think, and to see how he's evolved into the hitter he is now, and you're hitting behind him today. Just the I guess what he brings on the bases and at the plate. What have you kind of seen? Just the impact he's been able to make.
Yeah, I mean it's a different lineup with him in there for sure. I mean. When he sprained his thumb or whatever it was with his hand, you could tell that the lineup was just different. He's a big part of this lineup, very dynamic player, a threat to do, just about anything, right? Hit a homer, get on base and steal. He's as dynamic as they come.
All right. That's it. Thank you, everybody.